let's get our recipe for the weekend. So we're going to do today a little bit of dirty food, right? Because I think we all need a bit of dirty food this weekend, something that will make us feel a little bit alive. So we have a recipe for a nice dirty dish from Instagram sensation Gina Daly. Good afternoon, Gina.
Hey,
How are you?
Good, thank you.
So explain to me, you do a daily dish post, and explain to me, you have a particular kind of genre of food you do.
Yeah, so it's making bold food healthy. So all that kind of, you know, the stuff you want to eat, the stuff, the indulgent food, and just taking away the fat and the oil content and making it a little bit healthier so you can
but
enjoy it all the time.
Not ruining it, I hope.
No, making it better.
Okay. So give us some example. We have a specific one for today, but give us some examples of the kind of stuff you do.
So we would have like a lot of takeaway food. So the likes of chicken satay, which would be quite high in fat. We kind of do a little spin on it. Soy, honey, garlic, ginger, loads of dirty burgers. They're our specialty, like kind of KFC style zinger burgers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Done in the air fryer, not deep fried or any of that kind of stuff. So just...
Are you not taking the dirty out of it a bit then?
No, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, at the end of the day, having something that's drenched in grease is going to be...
you can't beat
no,
that.
No, you admit it, like, but... I mean, I still don't say no to it. I still enjoy that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
Being able to bring it home and cook it in your own kitchen with a healthier aspect to it is just as nice.
Yeah. Tell me about an air fryer. No, it doesn't sound exciting. I'm just going to tell you straight up. I'm not down with this.
But I think anyone who had one before was like, I think you can only use that for chips. Isn't that right? And so I've perfected the chips in it. But also, like, you cook your fry up in it, your sausages and your rashers. So when it's cooking.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't need much oil or any oil at all, but if you just didn't want to put something on a pan, you know, the smell in the house and the grease all over the backsplash, if you throw it in the air fryer, it's real clean. It's real clean.
Okay,
clean.
And is it, you put stuff into an air fryer?
Yeah, so it's
it?
Like a tabletop oven.
Yeah.
And it heats up extra quick and cooks things faster, so it's like a little fan in it. And if you throw your sausages in, you know, 5-6 minutes and they're cooked. But like the likes of,
or dried out.
Well, no, you just have to keep your
chips still cooked in air. That's not
yeah,
a chip.
But you do,
are they all right?
You do
yeah?
use a little bit of oil as well.
Okay.
Like you keep a bit of moisture in them. But no, they're gorgeous. Yeah, they're really
I
nice.
Believe when your book came out, there was air fryers sold out all over Ireland. Yeah?
I was only raging I wasn't getting commission on the air fryers rather than the book.
Maybe that could be the next lockdown thing. No, we've had the bread baking. We've had slow cooking. We had that with Nevin a few weeks ago. I actually got out the slow cooker myself. Air fryers could be the next thing that maybe we won't put on another stone if there's another lockdown.
Yeah, I think they already became a thing. The last 2 years, they've just gone mad since I was putting, not for me, obviously, but like, you know, I helped it along.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know they were already a thing. I meant they could become a thing again. And come here, it's not just you. Your husband, Mr. Dish, is on yeah. Instagram as well, pumping out recipes, yeah?
Yeah. I started it on my own and he'd make an appearance here and there. And we like to have the crack and have a bit of fun. And I used to just call him Mr. Dish. So it's just one of those funny things. And I set up an Instagram account for him because he was making stuff. I didn't want to show it on my Instagram. So I said, just do your own thing. So.
And is he going a similar route to you with healthy, dirty kind of food?
Exactly. Yeah. He's more burgers and that kind of man food. But yeah.
Okay. And listen, I'm looking here. So you have 158,000 followers. Mr. Dish has 34.7. So, Does that bother Mr. Dish?
Not at all.
No.
He's only around a little while.
Okay,
he's not
so
around as
Mr.
long as
Mr. Dish is biding his time. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you started all of this as a way of losing weight yourself, kind of, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had been to a slimming club after my son in 2011. I was 22 stone and I decided, you know, I'd like to lose weight and I tried different things and it wasn't the diets that didn't work, it was me. I just wasn't doing them properly, I couldn't stick to them. I got sick with gallstones and I had to have them removed, and from the couple of weeks I was in hospital or recovering, I'd lost weight and liked how it felt, and I was like, right, I can do this. Joined a slimming club.
You know, you're not allowed to say that anymore. You're not really allowed to say that you felt better when you lose weight, but you did, and that's your
I mean, I never disliked how I looked.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing about me. I don't want. I love how I look now. I'm not your typical size, you know, 10 person, or who, you know, what society would say, or your magazines and this, that and the other. I love how I look, and but it's taken me a long time to get here and to find this kind of space where I'm comfortable with it, because for years I just tore myself apart. And so when I say I didn't like how I felt, I liked how I felt, as in I felt healthier. I felt, you know, not necessarily because I was slimmer or anything like that, but yeah. So I lost weight, and but I hated the food. The food was just just didn't. That's why I was overweight in the first place, because I liked the rubbish and the shite. Yeah. So I put on loads of weight, and then just decided to set up an Instagram account as like a diary, or you know, to be more accountable. If people were watching, I'd probably stick to it. And it was the same food that I'd been eating before, and it became monotonous, and I just wasn't enjoying it. And then just one day I was like, I can have that burger, I can have those dirty fries, I can have all that kind of indulgent food, but just strip it back and make it healthier and make it enjoyable. And that's how it all happened.
Yeah, because a burger is essentially protein. They say that's the kind of thing we should be eating, isn't it? So you just keep it a bit leaner, is that the
idea?
Yeah,
so I just use leaner mince, and kind of with the plan that I follow, or it's a Slimming World kind of thing. You can have certain breads and certain things like that. Don't stick to it 100%, but it's using those breads and kind of reducing cheese and just, yeah. Just because I think a lot of people go out, if you're making a burger, you buy you pick up the cheapest mince, and it's always higher fat content. Whereas if you just look, you get 4% fat, and
And that's enough fat to make the
burger.
Yeah,
just don't,
because you do want some fat in your burger.
The earth off your pan.
Okay. All right. So you're going to do a recipe for us today. Now, we've about 2 minutes to talk about the Mexican Munchbox. So talk me through it, and we'll put it up on our website.
So
it's
something I made the other night, and it's like a taco mince. So if you like taco fries or anything like that, it's a sharing box. So you make enough for, I suppose you can make enough for four people. I did, made enough for six people, and two of us ate it. So.
Or you could make some, we'll warm some of that up tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then
so it's homemade tortilla chips using a wrap, wholemeal wrap, putting a bit of hot sauce on it. Hot sauce, there's no fat or anything like that, and very little calories, and it makes it really zingy, tangy. Just put them on the pan, they crisp up.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Really nice. Yeah. And then you just cut them into kind of triangles, and you can use them. They go like a tortilla chip that you get out of a bag. No, not as crunchy, because they're, they're pan fried. And then nice a mince that has a nice little kick to it, nice little spice, jalapenos, homemade cheese sauce, and chips. Air fryer chips.
Okay. So look, it's like, it is nearly a version of the taco fries, which I'd have to say, that's the junk I'll always go for at a certain point.
But there's a lot of zing and a lot more flavour in what I make than the ones that you're going to get in a takeaway. I've perfected them so that you'll really enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay.
Really nice.
And what do people need to know? Any specific? They can get the recipe on the website. Any specific little tips or tricks or anything?
Nothing major. It's all like a one pan wonder. You can throw everything in. You don't have to be too worried about but just don't put too much chili in it if you want to enjoy it.
Okay. Listen, you have a card business as well, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Card business.
Yeah.
Tell me about that briefly.
It's not for the faint-hearted. It's called the Bitch Box.
Oh, okay.
So if you like a bit of Irish banter and a bit of humour, there's a few bad words in there. We make cards for all occasions. So, you might find something on there.
Okay, I'll have a look. Listen, okay, I'm wrong about the air fryers. They clearly are a thing already. There are people texting in here. They're more passionate about this than they were about Sinead Burke. The air fryer has changed my life. Ribeye steaks, small roast chickens, burgers, racks of lamb mince, all perfectly cooked. Once you see the fat and grease in the bottom of the tray, you'll be converted. Trust me, Ruth Waterford. Ruth, if I see the fat and the grease in the bottom of the tray, I go, no, I want that. I want that in the food.
Put it
absolutely
over it.
Okay, well, listen, I'll try those dirty fries, the Mexican fries. Gina Daly, thanks a million. And you can follow Gina and Carl on Instagram at the Daily Dish and at Mr. Dot Dish. And the recipe will go up on the website. Thanks.